Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Today we move from Galatians chapter 5 into chapter 6, which is the final chapter of the epistle to the Galatians. And here we find that some of the teaching in chapter 5 is applied to specific situations. We were admonished to renounce the works of the flesh and to cultivate the fruit of the Spirit. And some of the implications of that are that if mutual envy and provocation are to be renounced, mutual aid is to be cultivated. One form of brotherly love and mutual aid is to help an erring brother back into the path of usefulness. Walking in the Spirit means more than avoiding the works of the flesh. It also involves the rehabilitation of those who have fallen into sin. And that's what the first verse of Galatians chapter 6 is all about, which says, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted." This text is about restoring fallen Christians. This verse includes instructions for this very important, I should say essential, though difficult work of restoring fallen believers. It is difficult, it is demanding, but every one of us needs to give careful attention to these divine instructions. And I find in this verse four areas for our examination. First of all, please notice the address, "Brethren." Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass. It is addressed to all the Christians in the church, to the church membership in general. It is not addressed to elders, pastors, deacons, leaders. It is addressed to church members, all members. Every member of the church needs to hear, to heed, and to participate in this important work. Secondly, let's examine the situation. If a man is overtaken in any trespass. If a man is overtaken in any trespass. The language would appear to be hypothetical. If. Did Paul have someone specifically in mind? There's nothing to indicate this. Why is Paul saying this? No doubt because he knew that situations like this would arise. It's not necessary that he have a specific situation in mind in the Galatian churches. It may very well be that he has some fresh situation in mind from another church. And he knows that what has happened there and has happened in many churches will eventually happen in the Galatian churches as well. And so he is going ahead and giving them instructions ahead of time. The question is not really if situations like this will arise. The only question is when. It's a matter of time. "And brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted." And so it is very naive to assume that situations like this will never happen, will never arise in your church. Furthermore, it is very wrong to assign blame to the church or to the leaders of the church when situations like this do occur, as I've known some Christians to do. If a member of the church, particularly a prominent member of the church, falls into sin, needs to be dealt with, needs to be restored. Why, what's wrong with our church that something like that should happen here? Friend, you're living in a fallen world. Nothing wrong with your church necessarily. The only thing that would be wrong is if your church failed to respond to the situation in a biblical way. That would be the wrong. But the fact that something like this happened is not reason to assess blame, to point fingers, to condemn others. It is to recognize that we live in a fallen world, and we are, even as saved people, still wrestling with our Adamic sinfulness, and that this kind of fall is a potential hazard for any one of us. Brethren, if you see someone in your church overtaken in a trespass, restore them. It is right, therefore, to expect occasions like this to arise in your church, dear radio listener, and therefore be prepared to deal with them properly. That's the mark of a good church. That's the mark of good leadership within the church. And now is the best time to prepare before a specific case occurs. When something happens that needs to be dealt with, maybe for the first time, or maybe the church has come to the place where it is prepared to deal with these kinds of situations in a biblical way rather than whatever wrong way they have dealt with them in the past, now, that's not the best time to scramble and try to find out what we're supposed to do, though better then than never. Better to find it out then than to deal with it in a blatantly unbiblical way, which is what happens so many times. But how much better to think it through ahead of time, to be prepared ahead of time, so when this happens, God forbid that it should, but when this happens, we hope it won't happen for a long time, if ever, but when this happens, we will know what to do because we have already studied the Scriptures and we are prepared. And so it is a hypothetical situation that Paul is dealing with, if a man be overtaken in any trespass. Furthermore, it's a general situation that Paul is dealing with. If a man used, of course, in the generic, general way, could be a woman, but if a man, if a person, any member of the church, it could happen to anyone. It could happen. Are you listening to me? It could happen to you. I pray that it shall not. But furthermore, Paul is dealing with a detrimental situation. If a man be overtaken in any trespass, in other words, falls into sin. Serious sin is the implication here. Sin that is so serious that it causes great failure, great crisis, great difficulty in the life of the person and in the life of the church. If a person, if a man is overtaken in a trespass, and that phrase overtaken in the Greek has the idea of being surprised by sin, or sometimes it could be also understood to be surprised in sin. And I'm not sure which way is the correct one, because there is a difference. If on the one hand Paul is talking about someone who is surprised in sin, he's talking about someone who was overtaken in sin, it surprised him. It caught him when he wasn't aware, when he wasn't on guard, when he wasn't being vigilant. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, like a roaring lion, stalks about seeking whom he may devour. Well, somebody wasn't being vigilant, and sin snuck up on them and tackled them. It surprised them. It overtook them. It knocked them down badly. That would be one way to understand this phrase, surprised by sin. Or the other way is to understand it as surprised in sin. In other words, someone who has been pursuing sin secretly and thought it would not be discovered is discovered. Their sin comes to light. They are surprised When somebody in the church becomes aware of their sin, they are exposed when they thought they were going to be able to keep it covered. Now, it could mean that. Either one would be proper to a proper understanding of this phrase. But whichever way you take it, Paul is obviously talking about a very serious, a very detrimental situation. Someone is overtaken in a sin, a trespass, a fault, a work of the flesh, a deviation, serious deviation from godly behavior. That's the situation. And in that situation, all the members of the church are called upon to play a godly part in the restoration of this brother. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in any trespass. But now let's examine the remedy. For the apostle goes on to say, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness. Restore such a one. Well, that's important. What is it that we are to do? Restore. Who is to do the work? You who are spiritual. How are you to do this work? Well, with a spirit of gentleness. And so this is the instruction, and we need to examine it more carefully. You who are spiritual, restore. That's always the goal, restoration. Whenever you are dealing with someone who falls into sin in your congregation, the goal is always to deal with them biblically, properly, but in a gentle and godly way, with the hope, with the goal that they will be restored. And restoration means that they be restored to full fellowship, full membership within the church. There is a difference between forgiveness and restoration. Sometimes people are ready and willing to forgive, but find it very difficult to restore, to really open up and let that person come back into the church fellowship and resume their full participation within the life of the church again. But that's the goal. Restoration means being restored. It means being put back the way it was before. If you restore an old house that was run down, what do? You restore it to its original condition. If you restore a church member who has fallen into sin, what do? You want to see him restored to his original condition, his original position. And dear friends, please note that this responsibility, or this exhortation, might be a better way to put it, is actually an obligation. It is a command. It's not an option. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in a trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Yes, restoration is the goal, but it's not laid out as a nice thing to do, but not necessarily required. No, it is required. It is required that you work hard at this thing in such a way that you do everything possible to bring about restoration. If restoration doesn't occur, let it be because of some defect in the heart of the person, the member who has fallen, not in the way that the church goes about dealing with them and restoring them. Well, we'll have to take it up again on Monday. Join me then. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.